from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is Danny and Dusty.
Meringue Tang is going to be a thing.
You're not coining anything new.
With Danny Meringue and Dusty, the Fan Man Hera.
All throws and monkey sounds in there and called go.
The old like Danny Meringue pie.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080.
Yeah, this is going to be awesome.
The Fan.
Good afternoon.
Hey, welcome in. Happy Wednesday, everybody. You ever get stuck in a week where you feel like it's Groundhog's Day? Like it's same day. Honestly, since Monday, every day has been Wednesday in my brain. I don't know why.
No.
I have no idea why.
I think that's pretty fair, though.
It's a weird day to be like the day I think. I thought yesterday was Wednesday. I thought Monday was yesterday Wednesday.
I thought today was Thursday or Friday. I
have no idea.
I think it's the weather. I think it's the weather changing.
Somebody's going to do a study on that. Yeah. Like there's the dumb weather brain.
Because we're at fall 1.0 before we go back to summer 3.0 or something.
And that's the thing is like what ends up happening is like, because once the fall actually hits, every day feels the same.
Yeah.
There's just gray mess for 6 months.
Which that fall doesn't actually hit till October.
Weather wise.
No, exactly.
Okay, cool. And we'll get that 1 week in October. Where it's like 87, and you're like, whoa,
thing about living here in Portland in the Pacific Northwest is we have fantastic Indian summers that go well into October.
They do pop up, and I usually
great.
My birthday is the 18th, and I always get like one of those what are they called, the big orange moon, harvest moon,
moons. Yeah,
it seems like there's one like either like on my birthday or like day before or day after, like every year.
Yeah, those are great. Harvest moons are great. Blue moons are great.
My daughter has
any big moon. Great.
My daughter too has an October birthday, and a couple years ago we did an outside one. We put up like one of those tents out in the driveway and stuff, and did like a Toy Story style midway party. Right. It was over 80 degrees that day in the middle of October.
Ooh. Whoa.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
Don't need any blankets.
No, it gets cold really quick though.
Yeah.
Gets cold real quick. That's a bougie birthday. I don't remember having like extravagant birthdays.
Well, I
downplayed mine to like
roll out a ball play.
Well, my parents, like I said, it was at home.
Well, I mean, my parents tried to do the parties for me. Well, I mean, they did when I was a kid. Once I was like 11 or 12, they would ask me, you know, do I want a party? And I was just like, I'm cool. I'm not anti birthday, but I've always been like, meh.
People go over the top for their kids' birthdays now, though. I mean, it's aggressive. Like, you're like, jeez.
Well, like, I got one of those.
Take out a loan for this?
I think it was a 30 by 10 tent that I found on Amazon. It was, like, under $100, which you couldn't rent it for that, probably.
Yeah.
And then we just got a bunch of you know, knickknacks and paddy wax and gave that dog a bone.
Yeah, Jameis Winston.
Different treats and midway rides, not rides,
one
but
fish,
you know,
fish,
carnival
fish,
type games and such.
Nice.
Yeah, I like it. I like it.
I feel like you would have, like, it's like Vegas Vacation, where the off-strip casino, I feel like your midway games were just like, they're similar, but they're, there's a quirk to it.
Dialed down just a little bit.
No, no,
we made,
no.
We made the golden nugget
weird.
Look like the Aria.
Yeah.
There you go. I'm babe. I like it.
It's like you're supposed to knock down a clown. No, we're not knocking down clowns here. We don't do clowns. We're doing hobos.
Yeah, we got the guy from behind the Panda Express at Tanasporn.
Dang. All right. Well,
you said, you know, like the carnival. And did you guys ever work a carnival?
No.
No?
Do I have small hands and smell like cabbage?
No. I mean, I did.
I worked rodeos.
I worked the St. Mary's Beaverton Carnival.
Okay.
And then one in Tigard. And it was literally because I had buddies that both, like, they were like, that ended up working them. And they're like, hey, dude, it's like $15 an hour. Which back then was
carny living, dude. That's minimum wage now, brother. Not,
but I mean, 25-ish years ago, like that's good money.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I worked one of the ring toss stands, and let me tell you, the frustrations that boiled over.
Oh, no way. You got frustrated with people?
No, not me.
Oh, from them?
Because I...
You're rigging the machine?
I mean, they are rigged, but also I was not great at not laughing at them.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there was one trip where we went down to California. We went to Great America down in Santa Clara.
Yeah.
And I don't know what got into my brother and I, but we harnessed our inner carny and... Our drive back home, I won in the shooting game where you're not supposed to be able to shoot like the three cans off the pedestal, right?
Yeah.
Because you're doing it with like a plastic bulb that weighs significantly less. I don't know how I did it, but I knocked it down. I had a bear that was...
The size of you.
It went... We were in a Suburban driving home, and it went across the entire Suburban. It was like a 5.5-foot dog. I won in the ring toss, hooked three on the same bottle.
Oh.
And ended up with like a stuffed boa constrictor that was like 12 feet long.
Yeah.
My brother was on a heater on the free throw competition where the rim is smaller and it's kind of bent.
Mm-hmm.
And we ended up with 8 basketballs in the back of the car.
Good Lord.
Dude, we cleaned up at Great America.
Just came in there, just Michael Jordan dream team.
It was, I don't know how we did it, but we went on, it was like an all-time just heater.
Just locked
my brother
Matrix.
And I just cleaned out Great America that day. I mean, granted, we probably spent a small fortune, but you never win at those things. And we were on fire that day.
That's like going to the arcade at Seaside and spending, you know, $80 on tokens to walk out with, you know, a little tiny stuffy and 12 Tootsie Rolls.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. That day. And the worst part was they were like the rubber basketballs and they were like, you could get college ones. So we got Duke, Michigan, North Carolina.
Oh, nice.
Cincinnati. Mm-hmm. Cincinnati was big back then.
Yeah.
Cincinnati, Danny Fortson years.
Yeah. Maybe.
UCLA basketball. Well, those rubber basketballs, something on them I was allergic to. To my elbows, both hands.
Just red.
Hives.
Good.
Like, I just itchy hives. I was just a massive rash. And I was like, hey.
Just back in those days, still covered in lead-based paint and asbestos.
Yeah, I don't know.
Rolled in fiberglass.
Those things just, I don't know what it was.
Did you give those away?
No. We washed them off. It was whatever's on the surface of the... like
what they treated with?
Yeah, I mean...
Ship with a, you know, a viral disease.
You know, I've never drawn this connection, but maybe that is the reason why I've dislocated every single one of my fingers. whatever it was on that ball, like
weakened your bone structure.
There will have something like I'm gonna be like the first person to have like finger cancer.
Dusty's soft tissue in his lower extremities are fighting at 50% of the rest of us.
Yeah, like I literally have dislocated every single one of my fingers. Now I always chalked it up to I just played a lot of catch, you know, I just caught a lot of footballs, and that's gonna happen. Maybe it has something to do with those basketballs that when I was like 12 years old, just absolutely wrecked my arms.
I don't know. Did you eat a lot of paint chips as a kid too?
Yeah. I mean, no.
Why?
What'd you do? Oh, man. Yeah, here, this is the thing. Vancouver Ford Techline. Best part about those prizes, they probably were worth a combined $30.
Yeah, after you spent like $80 trying to win them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got them. And then the big dog, that became a gift. I gave it to my sister because I didn't want to. It was literally like a five and a half foot Rottweiler.
Yeah. I won like a 6 foot tall panda bear that I think my sister still has.
And my sister then would just, I think she gave it to her boyfriend one time. He gave it back to her for another gift. Then she just started giving it to their friends. And it was like a white elephant gift that just kept on being given back to people. And that
it's like
thing,
a loofah on a door handle.
Oh gosh, that thing. What?
What? No.
No.
What? Or a red Adirondack chair on the porch?
Yeah, that's two.
Is it two?
Yeah. Look, there are so many things that I have like been with like various friends and they're like, "Oh yeah, you know, that means that those people are swingers." And I'm like, two red Adirondack chairs?
What does it mean when there's four?
We were walking through like Sun River.
Is that a key party?
We were walking through Sun River one day when my buddy's like, "You see that garage door is cracked? That means they're swingers." I was like, "What does that? Because their garage door is cracked? What does that just like give the green light for their swinger friends to crawl underneath and just come on and hop in the sack? What does this mean?" Like I saw that like a star. If you have a star on the outside wall of your house, buddy's like, "Means they're swingers." I'm like, does it?
Like a gold star family. It's
yeah.
Like, no, that's No.
It's like, I think that means they have watched way too many episodes of Chip Gaines and his wife, and they like the rustic look. Yeah. I don't know.
They're big on the Magnolia Channel.
Yeah, they're like a upside down pineapple. I'm like, how many people have that? What are we talking about?
That's a pretty good indicator.
I mean, that would be one. That would be one. Yeah, it's upside down. It's like, all right, something.
That's pretty purposeful.
Sus is up here.
Yeah. Just imagine the poor bastards that have no idea about the two red Adirondack chairs.
Yeah, and they just got a great deal at Freddy's.
Yeah.
Like they're like, you know what? These were $10. It's like,
man, the no soliciting sign is really not doing
all
a good
the
job.
The
door
We have a lot of guys with mustaches knocking on our door with a bottle of wine saying, "Hey."
Starts out like old school.
A lot of gold chains and chest hair.
Yeah, what is going on here? I don't know. Like, I've had so many of those that I'm just like, I don't believe any of these things. Except for the upside down pineapple. That seems like
I don't
one...
know, man. The old folks community, they were pretty descriptive in their loofahs. It all depended on what color it was.
See Rufio's in Lake Oswego, white boulder in the backyard. Swingers. Really? I don't know. What are you doing in their backyard? How'd you get there?
Visible from the street.
Look, let's not ask questions you don't want the answers to.
Swag.
Yeah. I think we need to get somebody in here to...
From the community?
From the community, yes. Yeah. Somebody who is in the know to clarify for this.
What are the regional signs?
Because all this tells me is that everybody in that community is just like, "Hey, this is just found an opportunity to shoot my shot. We'll see." You know, I don't know. And then I've always asked the question anytime one of my buddies says that, I'm like, "Well, how do you know?" And they're like,
Reddit.
Somebody told me about it. Yeah, Reddit.
Reddit's a good answer for anything.
All right. Well, go ahead. Oh, man. All right. So from the weather changing and it always being Wednesday to, let us know.
Hey, look, it's always a roller coaster this first segment. You never know where we're going to go.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
No, you don't. Oh, man.
That's why you don't miss us at noon.
Things pop into my head, okay? Can't help it.
All right, you guys are right. It is the upside down pineapple. Vancouver Ford Texan, 503-864-6326. I don't know. I've heard a lot. There's a lot out there on the streets. So just let your people know. Just let your people know. I have some friends who are from Hawaii who for years would bring expensive pineapples to people's houses as just a regular gift. Okay, but it depends on it did, what how did they hand it to you?
Yeah. Was it upside down?
Right side up or upside down? Mm. What does this mean about a pineapple upside down cake? I don't know.
That may be a
whole dessert. You're down to party.
Or wait, is that like Hawaii's version of a warm apple pie?
Wow.
Okay. Yep. Pineapple upside down cake. Really good. Underrated.
It is. It's got a fun name, and it also is pretty tasty.
I'm a chocolate man myself.
A chocolate upside down cake?
No, just chocolate cake. I don't dig on like fruity cakes and all that kind of stuff.
I'm just saying, I'm a chocolate dude. So any cake has to be chocolate for Jeff Russ.
Yes. You can get like a little raspberry filling in there between layers or something. No, that's acceptable.
No. My sister and I hated chocolate cake with raspberry filling. And I swear to you, my mom got it for both of our birthdays every single year. And every single year. So you're talking twice a year for over a decade.
And she still can't get it right.
And my birthday's in May, my sister's in July. And we'd both be like, they're like, got your favorite cake. It's like, no, you got yours.
And we men are the gender that don't pay attention.
Yeah, but bless my mom's heart. Hey. That is a parenting hack, though.
Yeah.
That is like, well, more cake for me.
There we go. Exactly.
More cake for me. All right.
It's the introduction of the dad tax.
The dad tax is real?
I noticed the other day my kid has started doing that to her big sister. All of a sudden, she'll grab a fry out of her sister's pack. She goes, oh, Sam tax.
No. What you need, that's brutal.
Yeah.
Just being the youngest, you don't get it. You don't get it. We used to do the tap on the shoulder. And then when they look over the shoulder, you just steal whatever's on their plate. Mm-hmm. Whatever you wanted. Just, it was like a free-for-all at that point.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You got to be quick. Quick hands. All right. Well, sports a little today. Mm. Today kind of feels like it may go sideways on us already. Mm-hmm. Because I've got some audio that we need to discuss. It's a doozy. We had yesterday the Bone Thugs and Harmony song. And I'm going to hippopotamus.
And
sometimes we get song lyrics wrong. This one is way out of left field, though. And we will bring you fun with audio today. We have a big day in the college football season that is going to be putting a lot of folks in a bind this fall. And it's inexcusable. It cannot happen. We need to set the record straight here. But we also have some sports stuff, too. Blazers schedule is supposed to come out. Today, NBA schedules come out
tomorrow.
Tomorrow, NBA schedules come out today. Tomorrow's schedules come out today, I said. That's not right.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, the NBA schedules come out.
Yeah.
We got some of that. Colorado with zero awareness yet again. But where we got to start, bad news Bears, dude. Mm. Bad news Vikings. Again. Not bad news Bears. Actually, good news for Bears. All the way around.
Very good news?
For the first time in quite some time, we can say,
good job, Bears.
Things are going right for the Bears.
Probably too right.
Not for the Vikings, though. That's where we start. Danny and Dusty on the Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Port Trek pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
We got some bad news in the Twin Cities.
An update on J.J. McCarthy. He did, undergo surgery actually this morning on that meniscus. It was led by our team doctor, Dr. Chris Larson at TCO. It was a successful procedure, but it did reveal that a repair was necessary, which will end JJ's 2024 season.
That sucks. It's a bummer. We kind of knew.
Yeah.
Unfortunate in that it wasn't something that was noticeable. It was something where McCarthy woke up with the spirits in some knee pain and went to the team doctors, and I'm sure they did the knee test and they went,
"Hey, what we do know, not a flap, because they clipped the flap,
they cut the whole thing off, meniscectomy.
They had to repair this bad boy, and that is no bueno for
a torn meniscus, which means he was out there playing with a torn meniscus.
Yeah."
But unfortunately,
Joel Embiid feels his pain.
Yeah, no kidding, right? This is reaching Blazers and big men level curse with the Vikings and quarterbacks.
Yeah, Teddy Bridgewater,
his
Teddy Two Gloves
getting folded like origami.
Yeah,
Cousins' Achilles.
Yeah,
now McCarthy's MC or meniscus.
Yeah, but
that's
this
three
is
quarterback injuries and. What, 5-6 years?
Yeah. The good news is, though, with J.J. McCarthy and this meniscus injury, it's not one of those ones that'll have a lingering long-term effect. But the recovery time is just so long that his rookie campaign is done. And I feel for J.J. McCarthy and Vikings fans, because the worst part about this is you had that brief glimpse of what he is able to do on the field in the preseason, and you said, "Hey, maybe he can do it." Again, it was a preseason game. We've seen guys have great preseason games and not be good quarterbacks in the NFL. But the idea of everything that everybody talked about, and I thought this was the most impressive thing about the rookie quarterbacks in week one of preseason, was everything that people said, this is their strength, this is what they do well, with all of them, it bared out.
Yeah.
Exception of Drake May.
Sure.
Because one series did not look good.
Pull
whatever.
Plug, move on.
But Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, J.J. McCarthy, Michael Penix, Bo Nix, you all saw the flashes of, all right, for Nix and McCarthy, get the ball out, be accurate, be quick and decisive. Both of them did it, right? Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, be a creator. Okay, keep plays alive, extend some plays out, and you have showcase the arm strength. Both of them did that, right? Michael Penix, Mr. Cerebral, and dialed in. He didn't get as much hype out of preseason week one. Mm-hmm. Still looked pretty good.
Sure.
Still looked pretty good in that. But everything that they said, this is why these guys will be pros, and those things that players or fans will look at, you got it. You got that out of week one. So that's the big bummer for Vikings fans, is when you have a young quarterback, you want to see those growth marks, those developmental marks. But I don't think this is any sort of death sentence to J.J. McCarthy, because he still can go through learning how to be a pro and not have any of that pressure of having to perform on Sundays this year. You can grow sitting on the sidelines.
Yeah, no, and that's what we talked about yesterday a little bit, and the idea of being able to learn while watching and not always having to learn on the job. You know, you don't have to go out there and throw them to the wolves to see if they've got it. And I think it's not a blessing in disguise, but it is something that the Vikings can take off their plate of the fan base, the collective push for. If things don't go well with Sam Darnold, you don't have the backup quarterback syndrome.
Yeah.
The young guy in waiting. Well, things aren't going well, so let's see what we have. It's like, no, that's gone. That's gone. Keep it going. So, and you didn't even have this, obviously, in Green Bay when you had Favre with Rodgers or Rodgers with Love, because both those guys sat for years and were able to figure it out without getting reps, without getting opportunities, without being out there on the field. And that franchise is now going to go basically 40 years with three quarterbacks.
Yep.
So, I don't know, man. Maybe follow that model.
It's really hard to do, though, because you have to have that eye and evaluation of talent, because we've seen guys that, and look, so much of it is a product of your front office, mm-hmm. drafting guys around you, developing guys around you, your coaching staff, your system that you're playing in,
sure.
weapons that you have, your offensive line. And that's one thing that Green Bay, like, everybody's like, follow the Green Bay model. Yeah, but, everybody's trying to follow the Green Bay model.
You're talking about five different front offices that have made those choices around those quarterbacks, though.
They are fantastic drafting, developing, and what they do is they hand off. Mm-hmm. They hand off their franchise to somebody. They don't really go outside of the Green Bay family very often. I mean, for coaching, they will.
Sure.
But in that front office, it's homegrown.
You work your way up.
Yeah. And that, I think, is the biggest thing, is instead of hiring, firing in and out, right, or giving a coach too much power and veto power for mm-hmm. some guys, like, I know you don't need any more reason to hate Josh McDaniels.
But, yeah.
But did you see the Josh McDaniels story that emerged?
Which one?
In 2023, Raiders GM Dave Ziegler had a deal in place to trade up to the number 2 overall pick to draft C.J. Stroud. Head coach Josh McDaniels overruled Ziegler. McDaniels signed Jimmy Garoppolo to a 3-year, $72 million deal instead.
Oh, my God.
That's according to SI Now.
That's causing, like, an actual aneurysm to occur.
No. I mean, again, with all of this comes, but these sorts of things come out all the time, right? The hindsight and, you know, both of those guys are no longer with the franchise anymore. And sometimes you see those leaks come out and from people who have a bitter taste in their mouth. And who knows the validity of it.
I think with Josh McDaniels, that's just a taste. It's not bitter. It's just, that's what he is.
Yeah. 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 So, yeah.
But I mean,
and who knows? Like,
we've talked about this, though. The whole idea of a quarterback sitting, I have yet to see where it's a bad thing.
Yeah, well, because sometimes those guys just never make it to the starting job.
Sure, but if that's the case, then you haven't lost anything. You haven't invested in that as far as like game capital. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but
I think the Matt Flynn would kind of probably be in that regard.
J.J. McCarthy is different in this, in that he was a first-round pick.
Sure.
Right? And that's like Jordan Love, too, right? Whereas, like, Jordan Love drafted to be the heir apparent, and if it didn't work out, then you have that egg on your face, right?
Yeah.
But when you use a first-round pick on a guy, especially as high as Minnesota took J.J. McCarthy, then you do have that pressure. Dude, better pay out. You better see him on the field.
Love was, like, what, 22nd, 24th?
Yeah, he was in the early, mid-20s. Yeah, 20, yeah. In between like 22 to 24, right? And they traded up to go and get him. Or maybe he was 21st. I don't know. But he was somewhere in the 20s. But that was one where, remember, there was a big deal on that. And the pressure was amplified because Aaron Rodgers went out and did all the interviews saying, when I saw that they were going to trade up, I thought that they were going to trade up to go and get me a wide receiver. Well, that's wrong. They got your replacement instead. And he looked pretty damn good last year.
Yeah, I mean, I just can't get. I don't think I'm ever going to get off this island as it pertains to quarterback development, unless something drastic changes.
Yeah, no,
and
but there's also guys that are thrown to the wolves, and it comes down to either
are you
as ready? A quarterback, either you have it or you don't, mm-hmm. and as a franchise, either you will build around that guy or you fail him miserably. Like that, I mean, that is, that's ultimately what it comes down to, because there's also guys that get thrown to the Wolves, play poorly their first year, mm-hmm. and they have good careers.
Yeah, Peyton Manning obviously being that guy.
Well, Peyton Manning and Trevor Lawrence is, mm-hmm. is one of those too, where
his coach was just, there was no.
Joe Burrow literally got injured because the team around him was so bad. And they weren't very good either. And that's the other thing. That gave them Ja'Marr Chase.
That's the other part of this. Why would you want to invest such grand capital into a quarterback and then throw them out there to die?
Yeah. Well, remember the very next year, the conversation in Cincinnati was Penei Sewell or Ja'Marr Chase. And they went with Ja'Marr Chase. And everybody's like, oh, boy. Turns out, neither one a bad choice.
No, both are probably going to be Hall of Famers.
But what Cincinnati did was they went and they revamped that entire mm-hmm. offensive line in free agency. And still wasn't great, but...
better.
I mean, they made a Super Bowl. Yeah,
better.
And Joe Burrow got sacked 51 times that year.
Oops.
So,
yeah.
I don't know. Guys that sat, obviously, you have Patrick Mahomes, too.
Mm-hmm.
Got to remember.
Yeah.
He's Tom Brady. I mean, you can make an argument that, like,
sitting
three of the top 10 quarterbacks in NFL history sat.
Young.
You know? You had, well, Steve Young was weird. He played in the USFL. Yeah,
but, I mean, he did also come.
And he went to San Francisco. And then I'd sit behind
Joe Montana.
yeah, but J.J. McCarthy, speedy recovery. Go be an all-pro next year, huh?
Sure.
How about we do that?
There you go.
How about we do that?
Love it.
All right. 503-864-6326. I feel like I lost you in this segment when I brought up the Josh McDaniels thing.
That did.
I feel that really bothered you.
It physically hurt me.
You had a visceral reaction. Yeah, I saw that on Twitter.
PTSD.
And I kind of hid it from you because I wanted to spring it on you and get that normal reaction. Yeah. I'm sorry that happened to you.
That one hurt.
Yeah, I'm sorry that happened to you. But
I wonder what that package would have been.
Yeah, no idea. But again, C.J. Stroud, is he that good if he doesn't have...
I mean, he would have had Devontae Adams.
Bobby Slowick and Tank Dell, Nico Collins, the offensive line. You have an anchor at your left tackle. Good O-line.
They have an okay O-line.
He has it, though. He has that it.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
He has
that. But, I mean, they would have had Adams and an O-line.
Maybe they would have had to give up Devontae Adams to move up to number two. Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows? Yeah. I'm sorry, man.
That hurts.
I'm sorry. It's okay.
Now I'm staring in the bear of Shedeur Sanders.
Well, no, you got Minshew Mania going on right now.
AOC might start.
What?
Yeah.
Doesn't she have, like, work to do in Congress?
Mm-hmm. I mean, they get out for the summer.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, she have a re-election campaign coming up or something? All right, 503-864-6326, the Vancouver Ford text line. Staying in the NFL, we got a couple news and notes from around training camps today as progress in Seattle, next on The Fan. Oh, no, this is not good. That's a double Viking horn sound for a double Viking injury.
Yep. The hits just keep coming for the Vikings.
Jordan Addison has been carted off the field at Vikings practice with an apparent leg injury.
Anytime the cart comes out, it ain't good.
I'm sorry, Vikings fans, man. This is the worst. This is the worst.
This happens to a team every year. Where it's like before the season even gets started, it's over.
And in a gauntlet division, too.
Yeah.
I mean, the good news is you got Justin Jefferson under contract, mm-hmm. right? And if you're going to have a year to...
a gap year to figure some stuff out, there you go.
You know, maybe you're like, hey, let's rework that contract. Let's really just pay you all the money this
right
year.
Now.
And then we'll have money moving forward. You'll get a high draft pick because think of that division now. You have Detroit, Green Bay... and Chicago is finally on the right mm-hmm. track. It was going to be a tough division anyway. And now you have two significant injuries. And we don't know the extent of Jordan Addison's injury. And I think one thing that Viking fans can find solace in is that last year they led the NFL in passing.
Mm-hmm.
They had over 30 touchdowns. I think they were top five in touchdown passes. And they were actually like a above average quarterback rating team. And their quarterbacks were Kirk Cousins, Josh Dobbs. Remember when the Pastronaut was a thing?
Oh, that's right. For about 6 weeks, he was really good.
Nick Mullins and Jaren Hall. Like, those were the quarterbacks. God. And they had one of the more prolific passing attacks in the NFL last year. And you only had 8 games out of Kirk Cousins. You had less than half of your season was quarterbacked by Kirk Cousins, and you were still able to do that with those
Unreal.
Guys. So, you know, maybe Sam Darnold gets that bump, but it's going to be a heck of a lot harder without Jordan Addison, because you had a 1-2 punch at receiver with Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison. You had TJ Hockenson as your tight end. Like, that, things were... You True. Had weapons galore, and that makes it a whole lot easier for a young quarterback or a journeyman like Sam Darnold to succeed.
In anyone quarterback.
Yeah. Yeah, that's brutal. Coming out of Seahawks training camp today, we talked about DK Metcalf trying to decapitate somebody mm-hmm. with a helmet. I saw that today the Seahawks had a little joint practice action going on there. You know, they're mixing it up. And there was a couple of scuffles, but cooler heads prevailed.
Kerfuffle
huh?
even?
You could call it a kerfuffle against the Tennessee Titans, but cooler heads prevailed. And Mike McDonald was proud of his guys.
I like a good kerfuffle.
You like that?
Yeah.
I think one of the best things, and they just need to televise all of them. You need to start televising these
the
practice.
The fact that they're not is insane. As you're talking, I'm literally scrolling down to the NFL channel just to see if there's anything coming out of the camps right now.
I think one thing that they do that's really cool for the NFL Network is they do like the training camp
check-ins, the
visits, right? Where they have like a little set overlooking a practice field, and you can see some of that action behind, like the DK Metcalf fight
was literally in the background of the shot.
And they were all turning around, like Tom Pelissero was like, whoa, look at DK Metcalf, look at that there. Huh?
I mean, they were at Raiders camp, and Ayuk's agent was there. And he was I can't remember who it was on set, was like, yeah, this is a little weird. I'm going to talk Brandon Ayuk contract trade rumors, and his agent, and he's like literally 5 feet away, turns around and kind of waves, and he just kind of drops the, hey, if I say anything wrong, can you just cough something? I don't know. Give me a heads up.
Isn't it weird though that Hassan Reddick and Brandon Ayuk's agents are guys that like notoriously have guys that hold out and make a big stink about things?
Interesting.
Yeah. Hassan Reddick, by the way, is not looking good for the Jets.
Nope.
It's not looking good for Hassan Reddick. This is one of those rare instances where both sides look bad.
Yeah.
It's like, because if you don't know, Hassan Reddick was traded from Philadelphia to New York for a third round pick that could convert to a second round pick based on his production. And now the standoff is Hassan Reddick does not want to report to camp until his contract is signed. And the Jets are saying, we are not giving you that contract until you report to camp. Both of you look really dumb right now. I think this mainly falls on the Jets, but because the Jets should just be like, fine, sign the deal, get your butt here, right? But I mean, when it's $50,000 a day for Hassan Reddick, it's like, what are you waiting for?
Show up to camp so you can sign it.
Yeah, and save yourself $50,000 that teams can no longer waive those fines.
Which, to me, it very much, again, seems like it's Hassan Reddick's camp that is... Look, the Jets don't look great here, but I feel like there's something that we're not being told.
100%.
That there's something here that it's changed. The status quo of what the deal was agreed to when he was traded from the Eagles to the Jets has changed.
Material changes.
Yes. Yes.
All right. So there's your NFL little whip around that we got for you there. We have 15 minutes of fame maybe up, but... People's brains are in a pretzel right now, and we will put Danny's brain into a pretzel coming up next. I know this for sure, and it's not about Josh McDaniels or the Raiders. It is about lyrics to a song, and if you have not heard this audio, your brain will be in a pretzel too. Danny and Dusty on the Fan. All right, 15 minutes of fame are going very quickly. Do you remember Haktua girl? Remember this girl?
Haktua. Haktua. Spit on that thing.
Remember her?
Yes. Remember her?
From like a month ago?
Yeah.
She went on, I think the Bill Maher show. Like it was the actual show, and he had an interview with her. And she was drinking a High Noon, which I assume she's getting paid to just carry High Noons around with her everywhere she goes. But her and Bill Maher started talking music. And as part of this interview, the reason why we're playing this today is because around this time yesterday, we had the Bone Thugs in Harmony.
Mm-hmm.
Gonna hippopotamus.
Mm-hmm.
And Rust hears horchata somewhere in there.
Horchata in there somewhere.
We all have these songs. Sure. We don't know the words to. Haktua girl.
Haley Welch.
Haley Welch. She's putting people's brains in a pretzel with one song and what she seems to be hearing.
I like old rap, though. I don't listen to much new rap.
What's old to you, old rap? To me, it's Jay-Z and Tupac. No? You've heard of Jay-Z.
Yeah, and Tupac. I've heard of both of them. I just don't listen to them like that.
Yeah.
Besides that one song Jay-Z's in. It's like, concrete jungle, wet dream tomato. You know, about New York.
Concrete jungle, wet dream tomato. I'm here to tell you. If you think those are the lyrics to rap songs, I understand why you don't listen to rap music. If you think that that Alicia Keys is sitting there saying, New York, concrete jungle, wet dreams, tomatoes, instead of where dreams are made of.
I know someone, there's an Iggy Azalea song called Black Widow Baby. And she thought the lyrics were, and she's like, it's super weird. Like, why is she singing about a black widow baby?
Oh. Oh.
Like a widow. A widow baby.
Yeah.
And I was like,
uh-oh.
No.
That's more understandable than concrete jungle, wet dream tomato. I mean, I thought Raspberry Beret was Raspberry Buffet. For the longest time.
There's a bathroom on the right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, CCR's got a bunch of them, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, there's also, Down on the Corner.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea what I thought it was, but what is it?
Yeah, that would just sound a bunch of gibberish.
Yeah, Billy and the Poor Boys singing Snap Your Fingers.
Stomp Your Feet.
Yeah, no, I don't know what it is, but I still don't know what it is.
Yeah.
But I've been wrong my entire life on that one. 100% wrong on that one. Lyrics are hard, and you know now we have the internet where we can go back and we can look them up. But sometimes ignorance is bliss, and in this case, it's Concrete Jungle, Wet Dream Tomato. Yeah.
Willie and the Poor Boys are playing Bring a Nickel, Tap Your Feet.
Nope.
Concrete Jungle, Wet Dream Tomato.
How did she get that? I mean,
she sounds like a character from like Big City Greens, or like
she is country as hell.
Like
she's from Tennessee, right?
In The Simpsons, you got Cletus the slack-jawed yokel.
Oh yeah,
like she sounds like she could be one of Cletus's kids.
Well, I mean, look, stereotypes exist
concrete
for a reason.
Concrete jungle, wet dream tomato,
tomato. I'm not going to lie.
Hey, you're making at least
I'm a sucker for that voice, though.
If 5 more minutes of fame Haley Welch is getting out of this. And you know what?
She hasn't gotten Milkshake Duck yet.
Well, she was at a country music festival, mm-hmm. and she tried to give like a hype-up speech, you know?
Mm-hmm.
The entire crowd just dead silent.
Mm.
I mean, I felt bad for
That's
her
tough.
In that. Because, look, she's just trying to make a buck off of... You know,
she's done,
being
she's,
super horny on the street in Nashville.
Being a horny hot.
Yeah. and go ahead.
Yeah.
See how much money you can make off that.
I'm 22. Yeah. I could have made money doing that. Absolutely.
If people are going to give you money.
And she's actually done really well about giving money back.
Oh, really?
She got a ton of money from somebody, and she donated it all to a pet shelter. So she took all of the money and bought a bunch of stuff for a pet shelter. Food and toys and supplies. It was pretty cool.
Oh.
Like, hey.
Hey, that is good.
Like, right out of the gate. I'm like, that's pretty cool.
All right, Vancouver Ford text line. To this day, I think the opening song to this show says Danny Meringue, or Lemon Meringue, instead of Danny Meringue.
Yeah. The name of that song is Lemon Meringue.
Oh. Mm. Hey.
Fishbone.
See, there you go.
Yeah. There you go. Please have her star in the next Joe Dirt movie. Yes. Yeah, she could have been.
She could have been the hot.
Yeah.
What was her name?
I don't know.
She was
a Britney something.
Yes.
Joe Dierte.
Because there was, I remember at that time there was like a
Britney
handful of Britneys. There we go.
Yep. She was a hot then.
Concrete jungle, wet dream tomato.
Totally has Big City Greens. For anybody out there with kids.
It is. Like, yeah, you know, if you've ever seen that show, you know that sounds, and by the way, Big City Greens is a cartoon about people from the country who move to the city.
Mm.
And they are still real
country. She
does
sound like a cartoon character. 100%. Quick squirrel moment. How much money do you think Joe Dirt made from the theaters?
In theaters?
Yeah.
$30 million.
Nailed it.
Really?
Literally nailed it. 30 on the dot.
Really?
Yes.
$30 million?
Yeah. April 2001 release.
No way.
$30 million. $30
million. That sounds about right for back then. Yeah. Because now. Because
it costs nothing to make that movie.
And I am telling you, one of the biggest farces out there is box office revenue.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you're going to make $1 billion when you're charging people $20 a pop to get in the theaters.
Well, my wife and I went and saw Deadpool Wolverine.
Yeah.
Do you know how much it cost for tickets, popcorn, and a drink?
Two people.
Were you regular seats? Were you butt kicker seats? Were you 3D?
Regular, not no.
You
3D,
sound like
no,
Joe Dirt talking about fireworks now. Whisker News,
no
Whisker
3D,
Downs.
Some Whistling Pete's.
No 3D, no IMAX, but it was the pre-screen.
Okay.
So it was before it released.
Gotcha.
At night.
Uh-huh. Okay, did you each get a popcorn?
No, one medium popcorn and one medium drink.
Okay.
Oh, okay, so.
All right. I'm going to go $72.
You're off by $3.
Ooh. It was $75?
$75.
Wow, yeah. I was going to go under that. I wasn't even going to hit 60.
No.
Yeah.
Each ticket was like.
I was thinking
I want to say it was $22.
Okay.
Each ticket.
Whoa. The popcorn and the drink, that is ridiculous. Because I was going 25.
I got it on Fandango, so there was a service charge in there, too.
Of course there is.
Yeah, it was
the convenience fee.
And I'm like, what's the convenience is I'm giving you business.
Oh, man. Yeah.
I miss the old movie theater person at the front.
Yeah, my ticket.
No, not just that.
Well, now they just stand there and scan your phone.
Your phone.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
I mean, when you bought tickets.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, you go up there.
Box office.
Go to the window.
Yeah,
go to the window.
They had the times up, and you had to change them in little plastic things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you didn't know till you showed up if your screening that you wanted was sold out or not.
Well,
yeah.
What you would do is you would call the movie phone and wait very patiently, selecting your theater and then waiting for your movie
Seinfeld
to get
when
there.
Kramer took over for it.
Yeah.
Oh my god!
Why don't you just tell me what movie you want to watch?
Yeah, movie phone. Remember, there was a phone number you could call for the time.
Yes, because not every house had a clock. Or if you needed to reset your clock.
Yes, if you need to reset it. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, would tell you what time it is.
It is now, and that would be the time.
Yeah.
So
you're like, oh yeah.
Am I the only person that when they have to reset like their microwave clock or stove clock actually Googles the real time on there and tries to time it exactly to the second? Or am I just psycho?
Yes, to both. You are the only person and a psycho.
He's not the only person. I do that with the with two clocks in my house. The one main clock we have on the wall and the oven.
Yeah. You need it to the second?
Well,
I always set mine ahead.
See, then the worst part is if I have to do them both, I wait the full next minute to reset the next one afterward.
Yeah.
So I tried setting all the clocks in the house like 7 minutes ahead to see if it would do anything for my wife. She just checked her phone. And she's like, oh, these are fast anyways.
Oh, that
and I was like,
is.
God
Dang it.
No, that's here's the thing that bothers me. We have an oven and microwave stacked on top of each other.
Yes.
Both of them have clocks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's ours.
The microwave clock, every month, you'll look at it and you'll be like, how is that one 2 minutes faster than the other one now?
It has less seconds.
Like, how does this happen?
Same as ours. Ours is the same brand, too.
Yes.
Exactly.
It is a built-in unit. And it is wrong. I don't know why? How does this happen?
Why are you the way that you are?
And my wife is just like, why does that bother you so much? I'm like, because.
A second is a second. Is a minute is a minute. Is an hour is an hour.
Which is the oven slow and the microwave fast? And by the way, you don't have to worry about it because I'm the one that fixes it every month, you know? It's not a big deal to you because.
Because you don't deal with it.
I deal with it. And then she deals with like every other major thing in her life. This is very minor. I think now that we're talking
this out,
bigger issue here is that she's like, why are you worried about this, but not all these other things that we have going on?
Stay in my lane.
It's like, damn. So I'd like to take this time to apologize.
Let's face it. We all know she's not listening anyway, right?
No, she's not. She's on a beach. All right. Kirby Smart complaining again. First, it was he wants in on that NIL money. Now, he can't hoard all that talent. Next on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.